First of all, Pesukei Dezimra was it was a takana from Anshei Knesset HaGedolah to first have Pesukei Dezimra before davening. Really, when we speak about davening, we really are speaking about Shema and Shmona Esrei. In an even stricter sense, Tefillah really means Shmona Esrei. But we have a chiyuv also to say Kriya Shema twice a day, so as a unit we say Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei together. Pesukei Dezimra is an introductory section in order to enter into Tefillah properly. The Shulchan Aruch writes about Pesukei Dezimra that you should not say it quickly, and you should say it benachas, and you shouldn't be mezalzel in it. And that's something that we should be trying to take seriously. The Sfarim write that there's a koach in Pesukei Dezimra to chase away the makatrigim, those who, whatever forces, and we're not Kabbalists, but whatever forces there are that will prevent a person from davening properly. So part of the idea of Pesukei Dezimra is to distance that. So whether we want to understand that psychologically, that, you know, if you just go right into davening, so you have other things on your mind, and Pesukei Dezimra allows you to get into the right frame of mind, if that speaks more to you, then that's okay. If you're a little bit more Kabbalistically minded, so then you can understand other meanings here, that it drives away whatever forces there are that try to prevent you from davening properly. The Levush actually writes in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch that the reason why we refer to these types of prayers as with the Lashon of Zimra, Zemer, or Zmiros, is because the word Zayin Mem Reish, the Shoresh Zayin Mem Reish, like Zomer, the Malach of Shabbos, means to cut away. And therefore the idea of it is that it cuts away things that are preventing us from elevating and reaching great heights. And it's an interesting perspective. I like to operate with this perspective that man naturally has a drive that pulls him up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's called your soul, it's called your neshama. And it's a very holy part of you that comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chelek elokami mal. And it is longing to be reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only problem is, you know, you can image, you know, this is like great imagery you can have with this. Imagine someone is like being pulled up and there's like tentacles that are wrapped around his legs that are pulling him down into the quicksand or into the... So that is our struggle with this world. That we are Elokai, Neshama Shenasatabi, Tohorehi, we're pure, and we really want to be elevated. And there are all different types of things, and everyone can call that whatever you want. All different types of things that are dragging us and pulling us down. And therefore, imagine you're trying to get up, right? You're like you're in an action movie. You're trying to like climb up, you know, your shirt's like all ripped, and your hair's all disheveled, and you're holding on by one arm, and as you're trying to get up, like the evil alien has his like tentacle wrapped around your leg, and you pull out your knife, and you're like chopping at those tentacles, right? You've seen that movie, right? So you're chopping at those tentacles, trying to free yourself. So that's Pesukei Dezimra. Okay, that movie, that's Pesukei Dezimra. Lahavdil. Because that's exactly what we're trying to connect to. We are trying to elevate ourselves, and there are things that are pulling us down, and these are Pesukim of Zimra. And Zemer means to chop away. So think about on Shabbos. Shabbos pulls you up, and you sing Zmiros on Shabbos. That is cutting away at the forces that pull you away, and it allowing you to go through this natural process of elevation. So that's one perspective on what's going on in Pesukei Dezimra. But Pesukei Dezimra just got from like a boring, you know, sitting here saying a bunch of psukim to an amazing action movie, right? But in all seriousness, that's what it's written in the Sfarim, that it chops away at the things that pull us away from really being able to connect. The Gemara in Shabbos also tells us, I think on Daf Kuf Yod Ches, Rav Yossi says that he wants his chelek to be amongst those who are gomer halel b'chol yom, those who complete halel every day. What does it mean to say halel every day? The Gemara itself notes that there's another maimer of Chazal that says anyone who says halel every day is a megaref and a mecharef and a... And it says negative things about Megadef and Mecharef. Says negative things about someone who says Hallel every day. So the Gemara says, no, this statement to Rav Yossi, saying Hallel every day, doesn't mean Hallel like, you know, that Hallel. It means Hallel, it means Pesukei Dezimra. And it means someone who really is Gomer Pesukei Dezimra every day. Now that's not such an easy task. To actually start at the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra and skip and get to the end of Pesukei Dezimra without skipping. Everyone knows, oh, you know, you can skip this Halleluka, you can skip that Halleluka. To say all of Pesukei Dezimra every day, that's a tremendous accomplishment. And that's what the Gemara, that's what Rav Yossi is talking about. And therefore, it is Kedai to make sure that you have enough time to say Psuke Zimra every day in order to be able to daven properly. Okay, just one or two last points. Psuke Zimra, the way it was instituted by Chazal, was that there should be in the beginning and in the end, and at the end, a bracha. Just that we understand the structure of what's going on in Psuke Zimra. Psuke Zimra starts with Baruch She'amar. Baruch She'amar, was, we're going to go through the text in a day or two, but the text of Baruch She'amar, Baruch She'amar, olam, Baruch Hu, blah, blah, blah. Then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Then there's actually a bracha there. And that is the opening bracha in Psuke Zimra. We then say all of the mizmorim, and then we end it with another bracha. Yishtabach is also a bracha. And that's the bracha in the beginning and the bracha in the end. I think we've spoken about this. Baruch She'amar starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. It says, you have a sitter here? Is this a sitter? Let's just quote it inside. After the introductory statements of Baruch She'amar Vayah Olam Baruch Hu, Baruch Hosev Reishis, so we finally get to Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, if you don't like focus on it, you don't even realize there's a bracha in the middle there. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel, Ha'av, Ha'racham, Ha'mehulo, B'feyamo, M'shubach, U'mefoar, blah, 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 blah. And then we say at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech, Mehulo, B'tishpachos. Starts with the Baruch and ends with the Baruch. That's because all brachos need to start with a Baruch and end with a Baruch, unless it's a Baruch Ketzara. So when we get to Yishtabach, though, Yishtabach only ends with a Baruch. It starts off, Yishtabach, Shem Chalad Malkeinu, and then we end, Baruch Atah Hashem, El Melech Godol B'Tishpachos Kelo Doz Adonin Flos Melech El Chei Ha'olamim. Doesn't start with a baruch. How can you have a bracha that's long that doesn't start with a baruch? Every bracha needs to start with a baruch and end with a baruch. So here we invoke the principle of bracha smucha l'chaverta. That when you have a baruch, you have a bracha that starts with a baruch and ends with a baruch, and then you're going right into another bracha. You don't need that second bracha to start with a baruch. It's able to piggyback off of the original bracha, the bracha that preceded it. So that's very nice, let's say, when we talk about, we spoke about this in the context of Elokai Neshama and Asher Yatzar, right? We spoke about it in that context. Here, there's a major break between the original baruch, the Baruch She'amar baruchs, and the second bracha, the Yishtabach. There could be 15 minutes in between that. So how is that bracha smucha l'chaverta? And that's the primary reason why we don't want to be mafsik during Psuke Zimra. Because we need there to be that connection between the original bracha and the end bracha. If you think about it, you're mafsik all the time. You know, you make a bracha on food, and then you eat, then you talk, and then you make a bracha achrona. This is not just a standard, oh, bracha rishona, bracha achrona, like by eating. It's not the same mechanism that's functioning here. You're allowed to speak by in that situation. This is different. This is a issue here of bracha smucha l'chaverta, that you're making an initial bracha. In order for it to be smucha l'chaverta, it needs to be connected. So if we're saying mizmorim and we're davening, then it's all part of what we're doing. And it's not a hafsek, but if you would talk in the middle, it would be a hafsek. Therefore, it's important that we don't speak in between. Another thing that emerges from the fact that it starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch is that we are making a bracha on saying mizmorim, and we're making a bracha at the end for having said mizmorim. And therefore, you can't just say Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. If you're running late and you want to catch up to the tzibur, because you want to daven tefillah b'tzibur, it's important to say Psuke Zimra, but it's more important to daven with the tzibur. Davening with the tzibur means starting Shmoneh Esrei with them. So you need to start Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. So you need to skip sometimes in order to get up to tefillah b'tzibur. So when you skip, you can't just say, oh, I'll say Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. That's ridiculous. That's like making a bracha in the beginning and a bracha in the end. But what's the bracha on? The bracha is on saying Mizmorei Tehillim. It's on saying Psuke Zimra. So you need to at least say something. And that's why the best candidate is Ashrei. The bare minimum is to say Baruch She'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. But realize what you're doing. You're making a bracha on saying Psukim. Then you're saying Psukim, Ashrei, and then you're ending with a bracha afterwards. Okay. When a person comes late to Psuke, comes late to shul, which I'm sure doesn't happen, but if someone, you know, you were chopping wood for the widow, and therefore you came late to shul, and you need now to figure out what to do, because tefillah b'tzibur means to daven with the tzibur, shmoneh esrei. So you need to catch up to them. So what should you do? So there is a order in terms of
skipping. And again, I will mention that there is a very big stress in saying Psukah D'Zimra in order and saying it completely. But if you have to skip. So first of all, there are three brachos that you have to say. We discussed this earlier, that you cannot say at a later point. One of them is Al Netilas Yadayim, because Al Netilas Yadayim was misaking the bracha on the washing that precedes Shachris in the morning. I mean, we wash our hands plenty of times. If you take a nap, you wash your hands, but in the middle of the day. But you don't make a bracha when you wash your hands. We make a bracha when we wash our hands for bread. But before Mincha, before Maariv, you don't wash your hands every time you don't make a bracha every time you wash your hands for davening. So how come in the morning? Because Chazal were misaking in the morning to make a bracha when you wash your hands. Machlokas Rishonim, is it because you're Briah Chadasha? Is it, there are different opinions of why. We discussed that already. But it's connected with Shachris. And therefore, if you already daven Shachris, you wouldn't then make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim afterwards. So Al Netilas Yadayim has to be made. Number two, Elokai Neshama. Why does Elokai Neshama have to be said before davening? Because we already brought up that you might be Yotze with which bracha? Close, that's for the other one we're going to say. For what? Echayam Esim. Because Elokai Neshama is about the fact that Hashem gave you back your soul in the morning. And the bracha of Echayam Esim in Shmona Esrei, part of the intent of that bracha is the fact that you woke up. That is a form of Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, when you make the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, you're Mekayim the obligation of Elokai Neshama. And number three is Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because Birchas HaTorah, B'di'eved, you might be Yotze with Avarabba. So those are the three that have to be said before. Al Netilas Yadayim, Elokai Neshama, and Asher Yatzar. Okay, now when we get to Pesukei Tzidrim itself. As we said, you cannot say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach without saying something in between. Because Baruch Sha'amar is a bracha before saying Zmiros, Pirkei Tehillim, and Yishtabach is the bracha afterwards. So you have to say something in the middle. So the number one thing to say we mentioned is Ashrei. The Gemara says anyone who says Ashrei three times is a Ben Olam Haba. It doesn't mean that you just say it without any intention. It means someone who lives Ashrei. And the most important pasuk in Ashrei is Posech Sudecha Umasvil Chochai Ratzon. And that's why we're going to see when we get up to Ashrei that if you don't say that, you might have to go back. So Ashrei is for sure the number one thing that you say if you don't have enough time. If you have more time, and you could say more than Ashrei, so then you first say Ha'aluka number three. Then you say, which one's Ha'aluka number three? The third one, that's right. I'll look at number three, very good. It's also the third one. What is it? It's one that starts, ends? Hashem goes through all the different things in the Bria that praise Hashem, and it ends. Okay, that's the next thing you should say if after saying Asher you have time for more. Then you go to the fifth one. It's a short one. That's the one that ends Kol Neshama Ta'alel Ka. If you have more time, then you do the other Ha'alukas. So the Ha'alukas come first, after Ashrei. Then, if you have more time, you'll say Hodu, the Hodu that we say after Baruch She'amar. And then, if you have time after that, you go on to Vayosha and Az Yashir. But that's the pecking order. Technically, the Seder of saying Pesukei D'Zimra is not Ma'akev. So if you think you don't have enough time and you say Ashrei, and then you say number three, and then you say number five, and then you realize you still have more time, you can go back to Ha'aluka number one. The Seder is not officially Ma'akev. There is a famous line that the Beis Yosef quotes from the Maggid. The Beis Yosef reportedly learned B'chavrusa with some type of angelic figure that he refers to as the Maggid. And he writes things that he learned from the Maggid Meisharim. So the Beis Yosef records, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that the Maggid told him that when you daven Pesukei D'Zimra out of order, you're mahapech the tzinoros. You flip around the pipes. So that sounds bad. It doesn't sound like something you want to be doing. And that's why we do try to say it in order. But Lemaisa, if you have time, we go with the halacha over the Kabbalah. And if you have time, you say more things, and the order is not officially ma'akev. The Shulchan Aruch writes officially that you shouldn't be choshesh for this when it comes to filling in Pesukei D'Zimra after davening. The Shulchan Aruch officially writes that you should fill in the parts of Pesukei D'Zimra that you skipped. You should include them. You should say them after davening. Now, That's interesting. Meaning, on the one hand, that's an important halacha because then it encourages you not... See, some people skip, like, b'shita. Like, they come in 5 minutes before yishtabach, and they say, Baruch Shamar Ashrei and yishtabach. And they do, like, as a shita. So you're allowed to skip. So I'll skip. So that you're not supposed to do that. All the skipping is only in a situation of b'dieved when you happen to be coming late on, well, you know, one day, 2 days. But you really should get into the practice of saying all of Sukkot is